Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you are tuned in to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. You're listening to bbsradio.com, and I'm your host. At any time during the show, if you'd like to call in and talk to me or talk to my guests, let me give you the call-in numbers right now. From the USA and Canada, you can call in at 888-228-4494, and worldwide, you can call in 877-489-6350. And again, you're listening to bbsradio.com. So here we are on Tantra Cafe this evening, and I want to talk to you a little bit about studying Tantra with an individual or a couple. Many of the guests that I've had on my show thus far, many of you I know have been following the show on and on and on, and I've had individuals, pretty much individuals. Occasionally I've had a couple on. I had Sam and Monica, who are sensuality coaches, a few months back. I once had a threesome. I had Jim, Bernie, and Chuck from the People Unlimited. And a couple, let's see, I had Tantra Warriors once, and I who were Arjuna and Shanti, and a long, long time ago I had John and Tara from England. But other than that, I pretty much haven't had really any twosomes, any two people on as my guests. And I just want to speak to you for a minute and say I think there's something tremendous to be learned by studying Tantra with a couple, being as two people who are relating to each other and setting an example through coupledom. And this evening, I'm thrilled to have guests on the show who have been together. We're going to find out for how long, I don't know. I honestly, a lot of times I know my guests, and this time my guests are new to me, so I'm going to have a ball interviewing them and finding out from them really how long they've been together, how long they've been teaching together, and what the essence is of what they're delivering. So I just want to, you know, manage your listening this evening in that we're going to be treated to really one of the few couples around who have been together for a while and who are teaching Tantra and are very, very successful at it. Let me tell you something about them. Their names are Al Link and Paula Copeland, and they call themselves Sexuality and Relationship Mentors. And they own Four Freedoms Relationship Tantra, which you can go online and look them up at www.tantra-sex.com. They also, just to let you know, I mean, they're extensive writers, and just to let you know a little something about them, they've mentioned to me four published books. One is called Soul Sex, Tantra for Two. The other is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Supercharged Sex with the Kama Sutra. Another of their books is called Sensual Love Secrets for Couples, The Four Freedoms of Body, Mind, Heart, and Soul. And finally, 28 Days to Ecstasy for Couples, Tantra Step by Step. So obviously, my guests this evening have a lot to share with us, and it is really my privilege to welcome them to the show. Al and Paula, are you there?
We sure are, and thanks so much for the warm welcome. We're delighted to be here and talk with you and your listeners as well.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
That's so great. Thank you. And you're broadcasting to us tonight from Canada, from Ottawa, near Ottawa, Canada, correct?
Yes, that's right, and we're all agog here in our area. Everyone's a flutter because your newly elected President Obama is coming to visit us in Ottawa tomorrow, however briefly, but it's a big deal. So, yes, we're right near Ottawa, Canada's capital.
That's wonderful, wonderful about all of that. You know, I did a show once where I talked about Obama as being a tantric outcome of the election in the United States. I said that part of Tantra is being in the unknown. And that the voters, when they went to the polls this year, they actually pushed the button and let themselves off a cliff and let themselves fall into the unknown with a president, with a relatively unknown person as president. They took a risk. So I'm excited.
Makes for exciting times.
That's right, and dive into the great mystery.
That's right. So let's start talking. I mean, it really is, you know, there's not that many couples around who are teaching Tantra. Certainly there's not that many people around who have written as extensively as you, unless we consider Osho, who they say is the most published author on the planet, something over 600 books. But we know those were transcripts. So what I want to find out from you and what I really want the listeners to get this evening is kind of the essence of you, you know, of the two of you. Did you meet in Tantra? Were you together and then you studied Tantra? How did it come about that together as a couple you're teaching Tantra?
Well, it began in the mid-1980s. We met through a little theater group, actually. I was producing a play, and Al was acting in it. And we began as very passionate lovers. And we lived in a small town, and we would go off for very romantic weekends, dining, dancing, and making love. And Al is someone who's been a spiritual explorer and a finder for many, many years, since he was in his early 20s. I, on the other hand, was basically interested in celebrating the body and in having a lot of great sex. And so it
was
that.
Which I approved.
Which, yes, it was quite. I was keen on that part, too. And so, anyway, in one of our romantic weekends away, we'd been making love for an extended period of time and have this extraordinary mystical gift experience that presented itself to us, a transportation into a world of bliss and mystery. We couldn't tell where one body began and the other ended, a feeling of complete oneness, hugely expanded consciousness, just bliss and joy that lasted for hours and hours. And I had no idea what this was because I hadn't no idea what that was. I'd never heard of anything like that at all. And I mean, I'd had wonderful orgasm before, but never anything like that. And actually, there was a little bit of me the next day that was a little, you know, worried. Is, you know, something going on that's a little odd, even though it was a, you know, magnificent experience. It was so foreign to me because I had not been on a path of spiritual awakening. And Al, as I said, has been an explorer for many, many years, and he said, I think what we experienced was something that I've heard of called Tantra. And so off we went to a little bookstore that had all kinds of information on tantric practice and Taoist sexual practice, and what we discovered was that in our extended lovemaking, what had happened was we'd built up this huge sexual energy charge. And in that time, it had spread through our bodies and helped us to come to this mystical place of transformed consciousness. And it was, as I said, an extraordinary gift. And so, as I'm reading about this, all of my doubts and, oh, my God, what was that? It was really great, but is there something wrong? Completely disappeared. And it was like, oh, wow, people have been doing this for thousands of years, and it's something that we can learn to reproduce, and it'll be great for us physically, mentally, emotionally. We'll become closer together, and we can learn to expand and grow. And so it basically became our kind of hobby at the beginning. It was our people would say to us, so what do you do for interest? And we'd say sacred sex. So that's how we got, that's essentially how we were introduced to the whole thing, was through a mystical spiritual gift that came from extended lovemaking that took us into those realms.
So that was over 20 years ago, approximately 1987, as I recall. Mm. And so we then went on a search for to discover, well, what was that, and how could we work with that, and we became essentially self-taught lovers, and we found some books on Tantra and Taoist sacred sexuality, and we carefully observed all the different things that we did and what happened, and gradually as our experience deepened and our knowledge and skill developed, it had a profound effect on our relationship. And so after about 10 years of that practice, we decided that this is simply something we had to share with somebody, with other people, that they would love to know this. And so we've been teaching now and sharing it with others for over 10 years. And one of the things that has really, I guess, defined our approach to Tantra is that we've always made relationship the center of it, the focus of it. And a decision that we made somewhere along the way, very consciously, very deliberately, was to make our relationship the most important thing in our lives. And then to use our relationship as a spiritual practice, in a sense, to be each other's gurus. And Tantra, sacred sexuality, is the primary form of that spiritual practice. And so that's what we share with other couples, how to explore a profound sexuality within a committed, long-term, lifelong relationship that has worked so splendidly for us. And we find there are a lot of people very hungry for that kind of information.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, I mean, so much, that was so rich, both of your opening statements. So let me go back a little bit, let me start at what you just said, Al. And that is, so many people are hungry for a relationship, in a committed relationship, and it seems like it's almost a dying breed or something. I don't want to curse it to that, but I want to say that, it seems a lot of my relationships, my courses, where people are coming, and anybody can come to my course, they don't have to be in a relationship, and we go around the room and I say, okay, what do you want out of this course? And usually the women say, I want to find the one, and men go, I want to be polyamorous. So right there, it's like there's a world where it seems like it's a dichotomy, and you using relationship as the guru, that's a beautiful model. I can't say enough about that. I'm thrilled that you say that, and I know some of my listeners are going to be very, very excited to hear this. The other thing, something that you said, Paula, when you said, you had this foreign experience, and then, you thought something was wrong, and then Al said, well, I think this is Tantra. It's like you, it's like you cracked the matrix. You went off the grid, and no one told you to do that. You just, your own experience took you off the grid, and you fell into a whole different dimension, and now you're living it.
Yes, absolutely. It was very, very interesting. As I said, it was an extraordinary mystical experience that lasted for hours and hours. It was a transformation of consciousness that came about through a really high charge of sexual energy. And after that time, up until then, I didn't even know what energy bodies were. I thought energy was, the stuff we were having a crisis about. There isn't enough gas and enough oil. This is in the mid-80s, right? And so I had no idea about energy bodies and that we were an energy body and that there was any such thing as sexual energy. But through our extraordinary lovemaking and our great heart opening to each other, this mystical gift of energetic awakening happened. And that piqued my interest in spiritual exploration, because obviously this was something... a great panorama that was opened. And so after that, we did an awful lot of exploration together of various, many, many kinds of spiritual exploration. And it was such a wonderful opening for me. I found that through many, many different types of meditation and other spiritual practice, that intense desire and practice would lead to this place of wondrous connection, and that going to that through sexuality was just as real as going through to it through other types of meditation or prayer or those kinds of things. So it was a very great reinforcement to me that sexuality was indeed a pathway through to spiritual awakening.
And I would say that over the 20-plus years that we've been practicing this, one of the most important things that I've learned is that Tantra is, and I would say all forms of sacred sexuality, is primarily about opening your heart. And by opening your heart, I mean a courage and a daring and a willingness to risk being emotionally vulnerable and transparent. And you do that primarily in relationship. And so the flight away from relationship is really just a symptom of all the difficulty of people not knowing how to create relationship, not knowing how to create love to last a lifetime. And they're afraid of it, and they've been hurt so many times and so forth. But if they knew what to do and how to do it, if they had a roadmap, some guidelines of how people in successful relationships do that, I think they might be willing to retry. Certainly the couples that have come to us are willing to retry. And fundamental to it is the opening of the heart. There are, of course, some interesting sexual techniques and practices for working with the sexual energy and so forth, and they're very important. But I would say, in total, they don't amount to more than about 10% of the package. And the other 90% is that heart opening. And that's the why the emphasis on relationship is so significant and the emphasis on commitment is so important. It's almost... It was very difficult for me to imagine how people with many, many partners could allow themselves to be so emotionally vulnerable and transparent as is required for that heart opening to allow for the union, the merging of the two lovers in complete union, and then the mystical expansion of consciousness that follows that.
Listen, Al, I couldn't agree with you more. For a really long time, I've kind of thought that a lot of people who are drawn to Tantra are use Tantra as an excuse for irresponsible sexuality.
Yes, I think so too.
So, you know, we can be as controversial as we want. I mean, this is my show, so we can say anything we want. And I've said to people often, you know, and I'm not even sure. I mean, relationship even for me is a question. Do you know what I mean? When I started teaching Tantra, I was in a very amazing relationship with my teaching partner, and that relationship didn't last. For because of agreements that weren't kept, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, while it was amazing. When it isn't, it was like I didn't know if I could go on. You know, like I didn't know if I could go on and continue to teach. How would I teach by myself? And then I somehow said to myself, yeah, you know, you got enough masculine and feminine in there. you can balance it out. I actually have had a lot of masculine, you know, in myself. So it was like I felt, okay, I'm not so worried about covering the male part. It was a question of could I be feminine enough to really, you know, dedicate myself to the feminine aspect when I needed it. And, you know, I've softened a lot in the years and allowed myself that vulnerability of the feminine aspect. But I could, you know, I so agree with you that, you know, a lot of the sexual aspects of Tantra, which so many people seem to harp on, which so many people seem to, you know, emphasize, it's like, okay, so what? You know, when all is said and done, okay, so you can find a G-spot. Okay, great.
And basically, you just get, you know, maybe a few more orgasms and maybe a few more intense orgasms. But, I mean, it's not going to be a profound spiritual awakening if that's all that happens.
Exactly.
It's very much important, as also the whole heart opening, in order to be fully present and fully connected to the other, whether it's a romantic connection or simply a fully present respect and caring for your partner.
Right.
I don't think that's important. I don't think it has to be like a love connection in the terms of romantic love, but it definitely has to be a place of being fully present, fully open, holding nothing back, absolute respect, and being on a joint journey of discovery, awakening, and union through the pleasure of the body, and opening to the vast awareness of what we really are through that. And that really requires having no barriers, and the way we get to having no barriers is to open the heart. And
yes.
That's what, as Al said, we really focus on in our work is there are those wonderful techniques that involve bringing great pleasure to the body for both men and women, and they are very, very powerful and very important, but they are only physical if we don't add that connection through the heart.
Absolutely.
So I say, you know, we reach most of the people that we reach that find us through the internet, and people come from all over the world. It's pretty amazing, actually. And I think primarily they come because of the couple aspect that is, I mean, it's not unique, but it's a little bit, it's relatively rare that, you know, a couple teaches as a couple and that they've been together for a long time and it really works. And so, they're drawn to that, and we try to make the presentation, like for example on our website, reveal that dimension, and people are attracted to it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've felt for a long time, like sometimes people call me and they say, you know, I want to come to your class, but I don't have anyone to come with. You know, I'm not part of a couple, and I go, no, come to the class because you'll fall madly in love with yourself, and you'll be emanating a different vibration. And when you're emanating a different vibration, like when you're having that connection with yourself, you'll attract someone who you want to have this amazing connection with. So I'm a firm believer in that. I mean, I couldn't, you know, everything you've just said, yes, yes, yes. I say yes to that. It's great.
Yeah, certainly. There's no. We wouldn't even think to suggest that the only way to teach Tantra would be as by a couple that's in a relationship. I mean, singles obviously can learn this and can explore this and can practice this with more than one partner. And there needs to be an opportunity for people that are not in relationship to learn it. It's just that our particular approach is. We teach what we do, and that's a relationship tantra. Relationship tantra.
Yes. I in no way meant to say, you know, or to indicate that you know that you would feel that people wouldn't. I just want people to know that, you know, I want people to also know that when they're in relationship, there's a place for them to go. You know, there's a place for them to find you. And to look you up and to study. I think it's fantastic that you use your relationship as, you know, again, as the laboratory, if you will. And it is rare, so I commend you. It's wonderful. Now, I want to ask you this. In terms of your workshops, well, I want to ask you more about your workshops and stuff, but do you have any workshops at all that you do for singles? Or is it really, it's where they have to come in couples? What if somebody came with, like, a good friend?
Well, sure. Mostly people that come to us are in relatively long-term relationships, and they want to see how much farther they can go. But we do offer, and our workshops are mostly weekends, and for those it's just couples. But we also have one-day sessions or evening sessions in a few cities, but mostly around in Canada. And those are open to couples and singles. But it's the live-in experience, the residential, being in one place, disconnecting from the world for the whole weekend, really seems to be a very effective way to.
Yeah, mostly, as I was saying, we mostly are weekends for couples, but we do evening and one-day sessions that are for singles or couples that teach the basics of working with your sexual energy and what that's all about and how you can then, as you said, fall in love with yourself and then fall in love with someone else. Because for us, sacred sex begins with the self. I need to know about me in order to be able to connect with another, and I need to know about my desire and my potential for awakening and how I can do that on many different levels. And so, and I can do that on my own. Without a partner, but it is I found more fulfilling and a lot more fun to do it with a partner. And so that's our chosen path is to do it together because we use each other as sparks and teachers on our path. But we definitely have classes for people who aren't in relationships.
And certainly many of the sexual techniques, particularly regarding energy practices, working and cultivating the sexual energy, moving the sexual energy, circulating the sexual energy. So, like, for example, for a man to learn ejaculation mastery, he may well use self-pleasuring to build his arousal to a certain level and then, you know, back off and then repeatedly learn about his arousal and how his ejaculation response is so that he can learn to separate orgasm from ejaculation. And then with the kind of mastery that he can learn with his self-practice, he can then be a much more interesting lover and when he does enter into a sexual relationship.
I'll say. Well, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back momentarily. If you've just tuned in this evening, I want to let you know that my guests tonight are Al Link and Paula Copeland. They're sexuality and relationship mentors from Ottawa, Canada. They've been in relationship for something like over 20 years, and they've been teaching Tantra for 10 years. They discovered it as a result of their own lovemaking, and it's just a beautifully natural and organic story. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler. Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eden Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's J-D-E-L-O-N-E at delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
We're back, everybody, and this is Laurie Handlers with Tantra Cafe, and my guests this evening are Al Link and Paula Copeland. They are prolific authors of Tantra books. They are, they've been in relationship for over 20 years and teaching Tantra for 10 years, and they're located in Canada, but they have workshops where people from all over the world come, especially couples, to find out how to go deeper and have more connection and the true mystery of Tantra when they come together. So so we left off talking about that, talking about couples and how they could go deeper, and you know, how men could practice them with themselves, women themselves, and then go deeper and couple them. Let me ask you, if what would be the most important thing, I'll ask Al first, and then I'll ask Paula. What would be the most important thing for the listeners to know about Tantra? If you had just one thing that you could tell them about, what would you say?
Well, I guess the I would have to say it would be to go really slow, slow everything way, way down, and learn to take a lot of time for your lovemaking. I find it ironic that people spend ever more time working and go ever faster during sex and end up with just quickies. So it's like existing on a McDonald's diet your entire life for every meal or something, and they wonder why one of the worst epidemics of mental health is sexless marriages. You know, people lose interest when all you do is have quickies. So if you slow everything way down, and the lovemaking then is extended over a period of hours, that doesn't mean 4 hours of intercourse or, you know, 3 hours of intercourse or whatever, but lovemaking where you're paying complete attention to each other, so that if you take long enough, what happens is the masculine sexual energy and the feminine sexual energy have a tendency to come into balance. And when men learn to last longer and extend the lovemaking for longer, that allows for enough time for the female to become fully aroused and awakened sexually, and then the possibility of joining in this wonderful, ecstatic, blissful union becomes a very real possibility, and in fact, almost predictable.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful answer. And Paula, what about you? If I were to ask you, you know, what would you say is the most important thing for the listeners to know?
Okay, if we're talking about couples, I'd say the most important thing is for couples to accept and revere and worship and adore each other exactly as they are, without any expectation of change, without trying to make them something other, without expecting something from their partner, but to love them, to adore them, to enjoy them, and to share with them and grow with them exactly as they are now.
Now, Paula, that's a very tall order. You know,
it is.
What you're saying.
It is a very tall order.
How can we facilitate that in people? How can we get that message across? How do they accomplish that? How can they accomplish that?
Well, it's very much about, instead of expecting your partner to do it for you, expecting your partner to be the way you want someone to be, it's to look to yourself to change and grow and to appreciate this other human being that you're in relationship with as they are. It's, I think what happens a lot of times with partners, and I know that it's been my own process in the past, is making my own need to be right, and I want this, and I think you should be this way. All that does is get in the way of a real union, and that when I simply let go and love my partner as he is, it opens a deep connection with us. It doesn't mean that Al doesn't want to grow and learn, and that he and I haven't given each other permission. We have given each other permission to help each other grow, but I don't expect him to be a particular way. And I think that is something we just simply have to keep reminding ourselves of all the time. It's so much easier to look to others to change rather than to look to ourselves to change.
Mm.
And we would have much more harmonious, joyous, playful, and loving relationships if we looked at our lovers with respect and adoration and appreciation for all of the marvelous things they do, rather than wanting to change them so they will fulfill a particular need that we have.
That's beautiful. Al, you want to add to that?
Yeah, one of the interesting things we've noticed is that when people first get together, they'll see things in each other and find those things very exciting, very interesting, very stimulating, and it's those things that they see that are like that attract them to each other. And then after they've been together for a little while, those exact same things subtly start to change, and before you know it, they don't like those things anymore. You know, so funny suddenly becomes sarcastic, you know, and decisive suddenly becomes controlling. And so then they start to become very picky and judgmental, and now they want to change all those very things that attracted them, and they want them to be different, and they typically want the person to start to be more like themselves. And so if the other person acquiesces to that, it's a sure sign that the relationship is on the skids and isn't going to go very far. So what we've decided is that we're going to celebrate our differences and look with a respectful way to learn from each other, so that if Bala has a perspective and an approach to something that's different than mine, instead of me thinking and assuming and judging that she's wrong, what I'll do is say, I wonder if there's something I could learn from that. And so we always reflect it back to ourselves in the sense of, if I don't like something, well, what's going on in me? What's my part in this? And in that way, we find we don't have to change each other, and we remain very, very happy and be stimulated by each other's company, and because of our difference.
So it actually sounds like you've reframed the whole thing, like you've reframed a place where it's kind of like a normal ego thing for people to go, this person should be just like me. And instead, you've reframed it into a question like, How can I learn from this person? How can I keep learning from this person and be stimulated by the difference, which keeps things interesting, doesn't it?
Very much so. It keeps things different, exciting, stimulating, ever-evolving, and it puts the impetus for personal growth back on the person, on the individual, where it rests. And then the relationship can be a crucible for that learning. If each partner says, okay, well, primarily the impetus for growth and change rests with me, and wow, isn't it marvelous that I'm in relationship with someone else who wants to do that too, then the outcome of that kind of alchemy is extraordinary.
And we know that there are issues that come up for all couples in relationship. And those issues need resolution. And so over the years, we've developed approaches and methods that enable couples to effectively and relatively quickly solve their problems so that they can get back to being lovers. Because, I think ecstasy is our birthright. And the reason people aren't regularly experiencing ecstasy is that they get their barriers up and they push each other away because they're afraid of the intimacy, or they don't know how to approach the intimacy, or they're just angry and pissed off all the time because of their issues. And so with these little simple tools that we've developed, it enables couples to clear that away, clear all those blocks away, and their natural heart-opening and natural loving selves and their natural spiritual selves come to the surface.
So that then when they make love, they have their hearts open, the energy can flow, and they can go to those divine states of ecstatic connection and become one.
And so, you know, like, that's a different approach that I think perhaps is common in the tantra world. I mean, when people come to our weekends, they often will say, at the end of it, they say, well, I thought this was just about sex. But in fact, it's far broader than that, or maybe our concept of sex, I guess, is just much broader than most people's, because it has to do with the intimate connection and the coming into union of the masculine and feminine that we bring to our relationship. And so it's far beyond just sexual technique.
Yes. I think you've been really clear about that in this interview, and you're preaching to the choir here when you talk to me about that, because I actually teach the same thing.
There's some really important sexual technique, and we really do teach that. you know, I don't want to downplay that either. It's just that, you know, it tends to get out of proportion, that's all.
Because we're in the West, so everybody,
right.
It's funny how we think we're really sexually free in the Western world, but in fact,
but we're not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't think the whole world is free, actually. But I mean,
no.
We are definitely. It's an illusion to think that in the West we're free. So, I think just starting there with people being sexually expressed, I think there's a whole thing. So I understand why, you know, people get attracted to tantra. You know, they come to tantra thinking it's going to be some, you know, kink of sex or some esoteric sex practice, but it's really a whole lifestyle you're talking about. Slowing down is like, you know, changing your life.
Yes, and very much adopting an orientation of pleasure, an orientation of awakening, an orientation of playfulness, and opening to something greater than oneself, using the body to awaken to something that's much more than the body, and doing that in a wondrous way with a respectful, loving partner.
Which makes you think of, you know, another thing that I would stress is, like, it's just fundamentally important is the dropping of the goal orientation in lovemaking. So many couples, they'll reveal to us that they're suffering from, and they have symptoms of what we call performance anxiety. It means they want to be good lovers, and the idea of being a good lover is you get each other to orgasm, and if you're really great lovers, you get there at the same instant. You come together. And so they set that up then as a goal, and that goal requires performance. And then all sorts of problems start to set in because of the anxiety associated with that performance. So men will suffer from premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction, and women will have problems with orgasms. And so what we suggest people is you just drop that goal orientation and you come completely into the moment in your lovemaking without trying to get anywhere. And so there's a wonderful exercise that we give to people, which we call the loving body discovery. And we have people do this the first evening they're here in our weekend workshops. And so they go off and they are instructed then to have one person explore the other's body and go very, very, very slowly, working from the extremities, for example, the tips of the fingers, you know, in toward the center of the body. But they're not exploring the body in order to provide like a massage or in order to sexually arouse the person. They're simply awakening all of their senses, all five senses, taste, smell, touch, sight, etc. And they're exploring their body very, very slowly and carefully. And it may take 30 minutes just to get one arm covered. And when they experience it this way is they come into the moment and they see what it means to touch a person and connect with them when you're not trying to get somewhere. So in other words, they're not just touching the earlobe in order to turn the person on so that they can get to the genitals. And when they have this experience of non-goal-oriented lovemaking, fully 100% in the moment, it transforms their lovemaking in a very dramatic way.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. So is that an assignment you give people? That's like is that a homework assignment or is that
definitely homework?
Go to your room.
Yes, it is a homework assignment, and it's very interesting because it's often a completely new way for people to look at their lovemaking, because with most regular lovemaking, there is that goal of getting to orgasm, and if neither one of you does, you may as well have been going bowling or, you know, watching TV or something. And with this approach, it isn't about getting to intercourse and getting to orgasm at all. It's simply about training to be fully present in each caress, in each touch, and each kiss, that all of those have the same potential for orgasmic awakening as genitally focused pleasuring does.
Yes.
And that that's the kind of experience that we can reach when we are fully present in the moment, no matter where we are with our bodies.
Beautiful. Well, we, on that note for a moment, we're going to take another break. I really thank you for describing that so people have, people who are listening have an idea about what they can do at home. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host. This is bbsradio.com. And my guests this evening are Paula Copeland and Al Link, and we will be right back. Please stay tuned. If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's J-D-E-L-O-N-E at DeLoneFinancialGroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Hi, everybody. We're back and with Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handlers, and my guests this evening are an amazing couple, Paula Copeland and Al Link from Canada, and they are mentors of sexuality and relationship. And if you've been listening to the show, you will definitely get that. There's no doubt about it. There's no question about what they're up to. They're definitely up to people having an amazing connection with their own bodies, with their own sexuality, and in relationship. So we left off talking about, you know, what people could do, and they shared this wonderful process of exploration, one partner exploring the other, and then the other, and taking their time. And You know, before I ask you another question like that, I just want to know, Al, is there any, why don't we let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you, and anything else that you want them to know about you, like what, you have a membership program or something. Why don't you tell them about that?
Sure. We have two main websites. The website we've had for almost 10 years now is Four Freedoms Relationship Tantra, and that's tantra-sex.com. So it's pretty easy to remember, and we welcome people to visit there, particularly if they're interested in our weekend workshops or our books. There's a great deal of information. It's really a big website with a lot of resources for learning about sexuality, many, many free resources and so forth. The other website is a new one, and we call it Sexy Spiritual Relationships. And that's the domain name as well, all one word, sexyspiritualrelationships.com. And so that's a paid membership site, although we also have free memberships available there with more limited content available so people can see what's there. And then for a relatively low monthly fee, or they can do an annual membership as well, they have unlimited access to all the content. And on that site, we currently have a complete video-based Kama Sutra home study course, and we will shortly have up a complete video-based Tantra home study course. And there's a great range and depth of articles, audio, video resources available through that website, including many other featured experts that are joining us in partnership and offering their services through that membership website as well. So we welcome people to visit that and contact us with any questions they might have. We have a toll-free number in North America, 800-684-5308. And of course, they can contact us by email through the website.
You know, I have to tell you that when I first went to your website, I've been there a number of times, and I was really impressed with how much you offer to people, whether they come to you at your courses or not. Like, you have a lot of home study stuff, and it's fantastic. So, you know, I may want to become one of your affiliates. I'm excited about it. It's great. Thanks for letting the listeners know about that.
Well, of course, you know, only a handful of people could possibly find their way to our door for a weekend workshop. And so with the membership site, what we had in mind was, how could we reach people, hopefully as effectively as we do in workshops or close to it, in a different medium? And that's where the membership site came in. And we're going to be doing a new launch of that website in probably 2 to 3 months from now. And there'll be some very exciting announcements. And what we intend to do is to make the price for access be so low that people in all over the world, India, China, etc., that don't have large discretionary incomes, could still access all of that information.
Well, Al, thank you. That's wonderful, and I will let people know that, because I take people to India every year, and I meet people all over the world, and they can't get enough. They want to know everything they can get their hands on about Tantra. So this is really, really exciting. You know, we're just about at the end of the show now. I just want to let you know that it's been an amazing evening with you, and I feel like we just got started, and yet, you know, we're at the end. So I'd love to have you back again sometime.
We'd be delighted.
We
would be delighted to come back and speak with you again. It's a great pleasure, and we have lots to say.
That's great. Well, thank you so very much for being my guest. I do want to tell the listeners, I forgot to tell people what music they were listening to a little bit earlier when we came back from the break, because I guess I was so excited about you as my guest. So if you, after the break before, you heard a track called All is Bliss by Govinda, and it's on the O Earthly Gods CD, and I've used that particular track a lot for something we call Sexercise, which is people just like becoming very familiar with their own sex muscles inside their body. So I hope you found that to be kind of a sexy track. I don't know. Anyway, if you just tuned in, hopefully you caught a lot of this show. It was about really experiencing deep intimacy. And my guest this evening, I thank you so much, Al Link and Paula Copeland. And I welcome you back again some other time to my show. Thank you for being here, and we're going to be signing off.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much, and keep up your fabulous work. Thank you.
Thank you. So okay. I'm going to say namaste from Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handler signing off. See you next time.